This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi there.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm really good.
Good.
How about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's great. Good. Really good.
You are?
It's just busy, you know? I got a lot of,
I don't.
A lot of balls in the air.
Let's hear it.
What's nah, you know, it's just a lot of stuff.
Offense.
Oh, sure. Yes. Also, we're doing a ton of, there's just a ton. I'm telling you, I've got so many balls in the air.
What are these things?
Just all kinds of stuff, Vinny. Like, you know, coffee mugs. Why would I say that? I don't know. It's crazy. Wow. But also, you know, construction and
busy.
Just studio stuff. And
hey, yes. Nicole, can you check with KCBS at some, I think we had an earthquake this morning.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay.
I was sitting here and my, what do they call those? Shutters were rattling and I went, that doesn't.
You couldn't feel it though through your butt or anything where you're sitting?
My butt did not feel it. Oh. But I definitely, something was up and I figured, well, if I felt it and it was like sort of outskirts. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Bryn just
I was
got
just
it.
About to say that.
Oh, yeah, you had one. 3.6.
At 5:15?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And where was it near?
Alum Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that is.
Well, it's, look at it. It's like East San Jose.
All right.
Something like
well,
that.
Well, that's not that big, but I definitely felt it. So, and the timing is exact. So there you go.
There it is. All right. Your shutters gave it away.
Neat.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not
it's
neat.
Small.
Right, neat because it's small. That's what we like. We just like little tiny.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, right in San Jose. So not surprising. Your mountains got it.
So if you guys felt that, then that was what we felt because I felt it and went. And I take it back. Didn't feel it. Heard it. Looked at my shutters and was just all, huh? Is this gonna get worse? No. All right then. Bye.
I always hope it doesn't get worse.
Yeah. So there's that.
Oh,
this, come on.
This meeting
what is that?
Being recorded.
Leaving meeting.
No, you can't. Don't leave the meeting.
Oh.
Bryn turned on the meeting is being recorded button.
Wow. Oh, sorry. Goodness. Didn't mean to distract you guys.
That doesn't usually happen. Don't you record this meeting every morning?
Yeah, there's a whole thing. Yeah, Nicole and I have been.
We're having some issues. I'm looking at my notes.
The always evolving state of our broadcast just baffles my mind. How can't we just set these things, tape them down, and be done?
Vinny? My thoughts exactly.
The setting and forgetting is ideal.
Yeah.
I agree with that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer that. But, you know, in this scenario with the recording, that's another thing that's out of my hands. But, yeah, all my own studio. The reason why I keep changing things around is because I have to ride a gain while I press a button. So it's important that I can reach it, you know.
All right.
Odyssey. So yesterday, about 3:00, Bryn and I had a couple things we had talked about, you know, accomplishing yesterday. And so I go, hey, you know, what's up, girl? You want to, you up?
Are you out?
You know, that kind of thing. And he's like, I can't remember exactly what his wording was, but basically he tells me, he's like, I can't get, my room is completely taken apart.
I'm like, you wouldn't believe this, but I tore my room apart.
Back of the hole. Can't you just tape those buttons down and be done? I don't get it. I really don't get it.
So 45 minutes later, he hits me back. He goes, okay, all right, I think I'm back together. Do you want to do it now? I'm like, all right. So we jump on there and
I did it.
I don't know if you can see, he's got like a new rack over there.
See, a lot
on the
of this
side
stuff was in front of me, and so I had to move it aside so that I
can stack it, if you notice. Mm-hmm. He needs it to be.
Since it's just us in the morning here and, you know, management's sound asleep, mm-hmm. tucked away.
Sure.
You know, I do worry that we're gonna get called home if we don't figure out this stuff and stop making issues all the time with our broadcast.
No, Bryn.
No, the issue right now is currently with something.
call home, he means call back to the station.
Yeah, I'm saying we're going to get called back to home base if we don't figure out how to
do this without always having issues at the station, and I could do more from home.
Then you can have that conversation with them when they say, get your asses back in here.
I will argue, though, if they ever say, get your asses back, I say, we can do so much more with Bryn in that location because he's got this, like, crazy wired setup, and we can routing things. And honest to God, a couple days ago, I mean, and I've said it before to him, he's like, he gets all nerded out on the things that he's inventing at his house and new ways of doing things in ways no one has ever imagined before. And I don't need to know how it's routed.
Make the mistake sometimes of asking me, I tell you something.
And then
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to know. I don't need a schematic drawn. All I need to know is if I say it here, does it come out there?
Right.
Like, I don't need to understand how radio works in order to do it. Like,
I start some sentences sometimes and I go, never mind.
Yeah. Like, and I'm like, I don't mean to be rude, but I don't understand. You lost me at
you're in a neat
transistor.
Basis.
I don't. Yes, I am. But I get that he's. You know what I mean? It's like when your kid is just going crazy on dinosaurs, mm-hmm. and you don't care about dinosaurs, and you don't know that much about dinosaurs.
But you encourage them to learn more about it.
You want them to know, and you get that they're geeking out.
Unless, of course, there's a boy involved who just happens to be
true,
an next door neighbor, and then
that's
you
another
find
layer.
Yourself
another
saying,
layer.
"I don't like the inspiration behind this dinosaur thing you're into." But whatever, I understand your point.
Yeah,
is he like,
I just
hey,
hope that,
Isla.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't.
No, she's like, hey, whatever his name. Whoop whoop.
Yeah. No, well, I think she's it's mutual, but it's it's more her than him for sure. And I actually. I hate to say it, but I remember that being the case for me a lot of times when I was a little boy. Joanna Newberry chased me everywhere. Mm-hmm. I couldn't lose that girl for the life of me. And she even admits to it. She's like, God, in kindergarten, I couldn't get enough of you. And I was like,
Oh, my God.
I was just this little boy who wanted to be left alone.
And I like my
girls,
dinosaurs.
I just was like, I can't.
Well, you're in kindergarten. I mean, you like girls to a point.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know what to like about them. I knew I was, you know, sort of preoccupied by it to an extent, but not. You know, it's hard out here. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This pimp used to throw his lunch down and run for it as soon as the bell rang.
Isn't that when your mom had to go to the kid can't eat his lunch? This girl's
My
chasing
mom
him.
Had to go to Mrs. Trout. I think it was Mrs. Trout. I don't know which one specifically, but she went to her and said, this girl has to let this boy eat his lunch. He's skinny enough as it is. I can't have him
coming home with his lunch
in his hand.
Right.
Anyway, I think it's more her than him, but they do hang.
Right.
As far as the neighbor boy, whatever.
Well, because she's agreed to get into dinosaurs.
And
if you, I think you don't have to worry until he starts getting into Barbies or whatever, all American girl dolls. Then you'll know it's coming back at her, too.
Or until he actually starts having interest in girls.
Yeah, I don't think.
Which won't be long. Won't be long.
I think he's unfortunately positioned next door and can't get away, but. You know, I'm sure he likes her. She's a nice girl, you know, but
sure.
But she's the
she's
one
his Joanna Newberry.
Like, I'm going to go next door and see if he. All right. And I told you guys this. I've had to tell her, you don't ask people and torture them why they can't play.
Yeah.
You ask. And if he says no,
You say, okay.
See you later. She's like, why? What's your mom doing? Well, when will she be done? I'm oh my God. Yeah. You can't do that to people.
Yeah, kids need to learn that lesson, you know?
Yeah, that's, well.
That is a tough one. Because even as an adult, if someone, you know, I have absolutely had to squash that down. Well, you can't torture the person into playing with you.
Right.
You know, it's those are the hard life lessons that we learn. Luckily, she's got a dad like you who's like telling her straight out. That is not okay.
Yeah. Well, I want her to be cool. And that's super uncool.
Very. But it is total kid behavior. And he's got to learn to deal with that, too.
Yeah. You know? Well,
is he in second grade, too? Are they?
They're in the same grade. So they're in first. They finish first grade this week or maybe the first day of next week. They're done.
I'm reminded that you...
What?
Well, in second grade, you had more going on than a lot of other boys.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know...
Yeah. He's advanced.
I don't know what that is.
I'm hoping that this next-door neighbor kid is, you know, still a little child.
I can't comment on that. I wouldn't know, but...
Yeah, well, obviously, right.
I don't know what the percentage of young
None,
boys
zero, zero.
Is.
It's zero. You are the one in... 1 billion.
I'm sure it happens.
That got like a early.
I can't be
hormonal...
the only guy that got hair on his.
You're the only
you know
one.
What?
Pretty much the only one.
In elementary school, yeah. I can't be.
Nope. Seven years old. That's nope. Only
way.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a friend that was like that.
What? Tell me more.
That was just like that. Like I think he was probably fifth grade though, and
no, fifth grade is one thing. Second grade.
It was actually third, but still, that's very close.
Third grade.
It was third grade. I was hanging out with older boys and
their hormones
for whatever reason we were going to skinny dip in Mike Dar's pool and when the trunks came off, all the older boys went, "What is going on there?"
And you were like, "What do you mean?"
Well, yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. How would I know? How do you know that you've
So
you know,
all the other boys are staring at your dinky and you're all, why are you guys looking at me like that?
Yeah, what's... exactly right.
Or why exactly didn't you say, right. how come you guys are all, like what do you know do? What do you guys do, shave? What's
I didn't look at them and or think about it in that way. I was really a third grade, little boy.
Yep, 8 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe nine, I guess.
Whatever. No, yeah. I don't even, well, whatever it is.
I don't know what you are, right.
Little boy. Doesn't matter. Let's talk about something else. Listen.
I'm kind of enjoying this.
There are a million ways that I love this show. First of all, I mean, I just like doing it. I like you. I like what we've been able to build here. And you know, I love our audience. I love all the different, there's so many different ways this sort of comes in and out of my life. So
it's a freaking dream job. It's incredible.
It is. And I'm forever grateful for every minute you spend listening to us. So if I don't say that enough, thank you. So here I am in the deodorant department the other day.
At the supermarket?
At some market, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the deodorants. Not that I need any because I've got a million sticks at home, but for some reason I'm always on the quest for the perfect deodorant.
Sure, the perfect
I've told you this a million times.
Absolutely.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with it, but I am.
Because there has to be a perfect deodorant. In my opinion, it's banned, but I know you don't like an antiperspirant.
I don't need, I'm not a sweaty guy. I don't need to, you know, and when I sweat, it's because I'm working out and I want to sweat. I don't want like something keeping my sweat from coming out.
Just block it, baby.
That's
anyway, go on.
Right. So in my voice, I hear a text or in my head, I hear a text from, you know, I don't even know where. In fact, I'm actually doing this rap to thank whoever it was who said, texted in and said, you should try Native deodorant. And I don't know when this was. I don't know which area code.
Okay.
But there it is, Native deodorant. And I'm like, I'm going to try it. So I grab a stick and it's excellent. And so I want to
What's different about it than other stick?
First of all,
okay.
Normal deodorants that I've tried many times are sticky. They go on with this sort of, they're kind of wet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a roll-on wet. It's more of a sticky.
Like it's a gel that you've rubbed under your arms.
Yes.
And it's, okay, got it.
So this stuff goes on more like an antiperspirant, which is not sticky. It's more powdery.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it doesn't have all that aluminum and stuff. So it's really good. Native deodorant. I tried it. I like it. This is not an ad. I'm just telling whoever texted.
You definitely didn't get stinky, and does it have a pleasant scent?
I've been careful to test it over multiple days before bringing this up.
I see. You don't want to go out on a limb and say, I really like this stuff, and the next day you break a sweat and you're like, oh my God, I stink.
Right.
I'm stenchy.
I've been able to go a full 24, you know, the full whatever day without having it a breakdown. So it's good.
So you, if on your quest, would you call it the perfect deodorant?
So far, it is great, yes. And I got the coconut vanilla scent, which, you know, I love coconut smell. So,
ooh, so when you do catch a whiff of yourself, it's coconut vanilla.
I'm like, hey, I like this. This is pretty good.
It does feel good to find a product that you... I really, you know, as I get older in my life, I want to make fewer choices. I want to just say, that choice has been made. It's native deodorant, you know, or it's whatever. Ban Roll-On.
Roll-On is you, right?
Whatever. Absolutely. I've been, that is, since I was a child, that's been my go-to. I think it's, I don't know, is that like brand loyalty or something? Like, I wouldn't jump off of it.
Well, it's, you know, you find something you like and you know
it works.
You've got that figured out.
Cross it off the list of things you got to worry about in your life.
So in conclusion, thank you to the texters. I just want to make sure you understand. There you are in my head at the deodorant aisle, and I'm going, oh, that's the stuff someone told me about.
It's actually the listeners are very influential with recommendations of all sorts. I mean, I've certainly read whole huge book series based on a texter's, or watched a show, or... you know, decide whatever product, whether it's deodorant or a car, you know, people say, oh, I really like this. Well,
so the number is 800-400-3697. Your texts do get read, and often, even if you don't hear us read them on the air, there they are banging around in our brains later, you know, a month or more later. I don't even know how long ago that was, but
you're like the song we can't get out of our heads.
Very nice.
And we're open 24/7, by the way. So you could text us a thought in the middle of the night, and wouldn't we see that first thing in the morning when you got in?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
Unless it got buried, I guess, under other texts. But I know, you know, Vinny and Nikki, they're... Nikki, are you the one who... I don't understand how the text thing works anymore since we're all working from home.
Yeah, both Nikki and I can see the text. Mm-hmm. Nikki, she copies and pastes it to a document for him.
Mm-hmm. So that Vinny can have it. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
I see. Mm-hmm. I see. All right. Yeah.
Let's work all this out on the air.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I mean,
well, that seems to be working.
Expose all of our secrets.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What the hell do I know?
Can't tell all the money.
I just wondered if he logged into the, you know, whatever the text machine was. I have no idea. I don't know what I'm. All I know is Bryn and Nicole were going at it this morning. Like, I'm hearing sort of a one sided conversation. As I'm sending Bryn things to get me audio for or whatever, I'm hearing like these little I'm like, is everything okay? Like, they're working out this whole...
Well, there's just some stuff going down.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Some equipment
stuff
failure
going down
over there.
But in my head, I went, Sarah, you don't need to worry about that.
No, it's all like, good. I'm reading up on it.
I'll say to Bryn, hey, what if we blah, 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 blah. And then I can let it go. Because now... He's like a dog with a bone. He won't let it go. He sits and chews on it and takes his studio apart until he figures out a way to make it happen. It's amazing. Amazing. What
Coco,
a team.
Let me ask you. We have to start, but let me ask you a question, Coco.
Yeah.
How many times a day do you say to yourself, I got to get a new job. I got to get out of here. I got to leave.
Never
this
say
is terrible.
Come on,
I never
Vinny.
Say that, Vinny.
You never say that?
No. Why would I say that? This is like a dream job.
You like doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
The excitement of trying to figure out what's going to happen today.
Okay. She does seem to like it.
She does seem to like it. She's really, I will say, she's really good at it. Like, I will sit down here at my desk.
I'm looking through my notebook right now of all of the notes from when I started interning. And then all of the TriCaster stuff from my other internship as well. So I'm reading up on how to restart it.
See, she's always improving.
She is.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's incredible.
We'll figure it out. But they switched up some things on me. So I'm like, oh, no.
I feel like while you're saying this, though, you're hitting send on resumes all over the country. Are you getting out of here? What's your deal? Are
we? I hope not. She's
you're
great.
Okay?
Yeah.
You
like to keep
it.
Her for a while.
And if anything were to happen, I will let you guys know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No worries. I wouldn't, like, just disappear.
That's good. Because people do that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
People ghost jobs all the time. And even, I mean, this. I think this is a good job. It's, you know, you're certainly gaining experience and where it's fun. But we've had people ghost from here, too. It's been like, whoa. Where'd that person go? Boy, they...
Across the street.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel. That's kind of how I feel at the start of this pandemic. I'm like, who's here? Who's not here? What's going on?
No doubt.
So,
right? Oh, man.
Who's fake retiring to go start a job at another place? I don't know.
Me either.
Six
Me
months
either.
And see what happens.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, that's none of that's.
Oh, they're
true,
retiring.
Everyone.
We're too.
Sure
oh, they're staying at their house. Oh, they're.
Right.
Oh, fake retiring.
We
it's
should
a thing.
Start.
Okay, we probably should have started like a minute ago. KLSC, yeah. KLSC HD 1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.